called it a closet.
Okay. And?
Now, to whom, where I was born and raised, there was no closets in the house. There was one room that we called the clothes room. It was the end of the hall, and all the clothes was hung in there, the Sunday clothes and so forth. See?
Yes.
Now, of course, the house has been modernized, but I mean, there was no
little
closets in it whatsoever. There was one room at the end, and we called that the clothes room.
Did any of the farmers around this community ever have a building close to the house in which cooking was done in the summertime?
Oh, yeah, summer kitchen. Almost everybody originally in the old days had a summer kitchen.
And I expect that's pretty important to make the house livable.
That's right.
Summertime.
When summer come, that's where most of the cooking took place. It was just a little walkway between that and the kitchen, and they would cook the food in there on a big hot cook stove, and then carry it across into the kitchen. We never ate in what was known as a dining room in the old days. It was always just the kitchen.
Yes.
And that was quite true. They always cooked in the summer house, or summer kitchen.
Summer house or summer kitchen.
Mm-hmm. We usually referred to it as summer kitchen.
Yeah. A piece of furniture with drawers in it, which you would keep clothing in, maybe shirts, ties, socks.
We used to call it a bureau.
Okay. And today, I suppose, maybe still call it a bureau, or... She is
cleaning house.
All right. We simply
call a broom.
Are there?
There's push brooms and upright brooms, but they usually use the regular whisk broom that used to always use that. Now, of course, they sometimes
modern, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. Quite a change.
If the broom were over in that corner, and your wife wondered where it was, and you happen to know where it is, and you say, well, it's over there.
In the corner?
Okay. On the
living room closet door, or refer to whatever door, the pantry door.
And you?
In back of, most generally.
Yeah, okay. We send our dirty clothes to the, or maybe you do it here, but at home.
Well, we'd say the laundry.
Yes.
But we do them to home, of course, here.
Yes. And so, when the family...
Wash.
Okay.
I have to stop and think. Let's see, I have 5 and 2 is 7, and 3 is 10, and 1, 11.
11 grandchildren.
11 grandchildren.
And they range in age roughly from?
from 1 to 7.
1 to 7?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're pretty close to the group then.
My family, none of them was married too young. They were all up in their 20s. My daughter taught school about 6 years before she was married, and my boys were all well established before they were married. We didn't discourage it, but my wife and I felt as though you should kind of get your
be ready
to
support the family.
That's right. And we used to kind of say maybe they'd all be bachelors and so forth, but all married real close together. And I might say we're real happy with our in-laws. We've got a family that we're really proud of. I can truthfully say this, I've never had one of my 6 children do a thing that made me ashamed of them.
There aren't many dads who can say that.
I can truthfully say that, and you can ask anybody else. I have 3 sons that farm together, and they'll tell you in the whole Allen County. It's just remarkable. You never hear one word of them 3 boys together. And they're married and on their own, and they're still like that. And I've always told them, I said, you've got a powerhouse if you boys can...